By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to our program, Rise and Shine. Let's start the program officially by the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
ان اقذفیہ فی التابوت فاقذفیہ فی الیم فلیلقہ الیم بالساحل یأخذہ عدو لی وعدو لہ.
کہ اس بچے کو صندوق میں رکھ کر دریا میں ڈال دے تو دریا اسے کنارے پر ڈالے کہ اسے وہ اٹھا لے جو میرا دشمن اور اس کا دشمن.
وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِّنِّي وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي.
اور میں نے تجھ پر اپنی طرف کی محبت ڈالی اور اس لیے کہ تو میری نگاہ کے سامنے تیار ہو.
اِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ فَتَقُولُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ يَكْفُلُهُ.
تیری بہن چلی پھر کہا کیا میں تمہیں وہ لوگ بتا دوں جو اس بچے کی پرورش کریں.
فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ.
تو ہم تجھے تیری ماں کے پاس پھیر لائے کہ اس کی آنکھ ٹھنڈی ہو اور غم نہ کرے.
وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونًا.
اور تُو نے ایک جان کو قتل کیا تو ہم نے تجھے غم سے نجات دی اور تجھے خوب جانچ لیا.
فَلَبِثْتَ سِنِينَ فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَ ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَىٰ.
تو تُو کئی برس مدین والوں میں رہا پھر تُو ایک ٹھہرائے وعدے پر حاضر ہوا اے موسیٰ.
وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي.
اور میں نے تجھے خاص اپنے لیے بنایا.
اذهب انت واخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري.
تو اور تیرا بھائی دونوں میری نشانیاں لے کر جاؤ اور میری یاد میں سستی نہ کرنا.
اذهبا الى فرعون انه طغى.
دونوں فرعون کے پاس جاؤ بے شک اس نے سر اٹھایا.
فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر او يخشى.
تو اس سے نرم بات کہنا اس امید پر کہ وہ دھیان کرے یا کچھ ڈرے.
قولا ربنا اننا نخاف ان يفرط علينا.
دونوں نے عرض کیا اے ہمارے رب بے شک ہم ڈرتے ہیں کہ وہ ہم پر زیادتی کرے یا شرارت سے پیش آئے.
قال لا تخافا اننی معکما اسمع وارا.
فرمایا ڈرو نہیں میں تمہارے ساتھ ہوں سنتا اور دیکھتا.
فأتياه فقولا إنا رسولا ربك فأرسل معنا بني إسرائيل ولا تعذبهم.
تو اس کے پاس جاؤ اور اس سے کہو کہ ہم تیرے رب کے بھیجے ہوئے ہیں، تو اولاد یعقوب کو ہمارے ساتھ چھوڑ دے اور انہیں تکلیف نہ دے۔
قد جئناک بآیت من ربک،
بے شک ہم تیرے پاس تیرے رب کی طرف سے نشانی لائے ہیں۔
والسلام علی من اتبع الہدى،
اور سلامتی اسے جو ہدایت کی پیروی کرے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ MashaAllah Azzawajal, that was the recitation of the glorious Quran. And as we know, the Quran is the word of Allah Azzawajal. And not just the word of Allah Azzawajal, the Quran is a source of guidance for human, for mankind, and for every person living in this world. Read the Quran, you will be guided, inshaAllah Azzawajal. And many people, alhamdulillah, who have read the Quran, who have followed the Quran, and Allah Ta'ala has guided them, they are the successful people. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that those who will be saved from the fire of hell and entered into the gardens of paradise, they are the people who are successful. So if you talk about success, who wants to be successful? We think that having a good business, you know, doing a lot of money, having a good job, getting a good house, driving a good car, having a good family, having a house in this certain neighborhood, is fulane ilake jo makan kindana, yeah, we think that is success. Halanke success defined in the Quran is a person who has been saved from the fire of hell and entered into the gardens of paradise. That is a successful person. Now ask yourself a question: how successful are we in this? You know, are we thinking of success as, or how much money I've got? Yeah, end of the week, I've got this much money. Bada kamyab reha janab. Oh, I did business and I was really successful. If that is the case, then we're just fooling ourselves, really. Because our job as a Muslim was not to earn the wealth of this world and enjoy the life in this world. Like the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the world for the believers is like a jail. Ikad khana hai, is like a jail. So whilst we are in this world, we've got to prepare for the next life. So there's so many things that we are going to do in this world. And enjoy it. Don't think to yourself, oh my God, how am I going to do this? I've got to go to work. I've got to balance this. Instead of saying about it, instead of talking about it, let's do it practically. This dunya is the place that I need to prepare my hereafter. And if I don't do it in this dunya, I'm not going to get another life. So let's prepare for this. Let's talk about it. And inshallah azza wa jal, let's make it. And have these discussions at home as well with your children. Tell them what real life is. Tell them what their goal is. Tell them what their aim is. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will be successful inshallah. So we've got the daily kalam for today. Let's listen to the daily kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں، میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے۔ میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں، میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے۔ آقا میرے دل
شکستہ ہے میرا تو کیا غم, دل شکستہ ہے میرا تو کیا غم, اس میں رہتے ہیں شاہ دو عالم, اس میں رہتے ہیں شاہ دو جب سے مہماں ہوئے ہیں وہ دل میں, جب سے مہماں ہوئے ہیں وہ دل میں, دل میرا بن گیا ہے مدینہ, دل میرا بن گیا ہے مدینہ,
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد,
میں غلام غلامان احمد, میں غلام غلامان احمد, میں سگے آستان محمد, میں سگے آستان محمد, قابل فخر ہے موت میری, قابل فخر ہے موت میری, قابل رشک ہے میرا جینا, قابل رشک ہے میرا جینا, ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی, ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی, ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش, ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش, مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے, مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے, مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ, مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ,
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد, میرے ہونٹوں پہ ذکر مدینہ, تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ, میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد,
مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر, مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر, وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر, نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد, نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد, کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ, کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ,
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد, میرے ہونٹوں پہ ذکر مدینہ, تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے
غم کے مارے چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ قسمت ہے رشک سکندر میری قسمت ہے رشک سکندر مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ مل گیا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, what a beautiful kalam. Alhamdulillah عز و جل, early in the morning we've listened to the beautiful recitation of the Quran, we've listened to the beautiful kalam. Now what are we going to be talking about today? Inshallah عز و جل, we've got a very beautiful personality that we're going to be talking about today. And the personality that we are talking about today is none other than our beautiful mother, Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Let me just mention the blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that anyone who recites once durood upon me, then Allah Azza wa Jal will shower 10 blessings upon that person. And inshallah as well, whoever recites 10 times durood upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal will shower 100 blessings upon that person. And then also his sins will be forgiven for the same amount and his ranks will be elevated as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Urwa bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the nephew of Sayyiduna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he is the son of Hazrat Sayyiduna Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he was the nephew of Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He says that apart from fiqh and hadith, I have not found anyone else knowing more about the couplets of the Arabs than Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She radiallahu ta'ala anha had great expertise in the science of medicine and medical treatments of patients. About the same, Sayyiduna Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allama Zurqani rahmatullah alayhi has narrated that once in a state of awe, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, "Oh my mother, you have had the privilege of being the wife of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Therefore, due to this privilege, whatever expertise you have attained in the knowledge of jurisprudence is truly amazing. Likewise, it does not surprise me as well how and why you have memorized so many couplets of the Arabs. It is because I know that you are the daughter of the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But I am very surprised as to how and from where you have obtained this medical knowledge. You see, was also an expert in medical knowledge. Have you heard this? Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha patted his shoulders and said, "O Urwa, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam frequently felt ill in his last blessed days. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did not feel well, and the Hakim of the Arabs and non-Arabs would prescribe medicines for him. I would treat the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with those medicines. Therefore, I have also received this medical information as well." Subhanallah. Yani Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, as we've learned, that she was mashallah also an expert in the medical field. And subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, a remarkable woman and a remarkable status that she has in the court of Allah azza wa jal. She was also very close to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and she learnt a lot. And she, the scholars, they say that she was an alima amongst the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so many ahadith are narrated, are reported from Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the scholars, they have said that Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the most learned woman in Islam. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was such an expert in many arts and sciences that a judicial acumen, the ability to think quickly and make good judgments in Islamic jurisprudence and knowledge, is still being heard in the world. Yani whatever knowledge that she learnt directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people are still benefiting from that knowledge as well. And by the blessings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, she radiallahu ta'ala anha became a muftiya. You know, just like we have a mufti amongst the men, you know, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a muftiya, a female Islamic scholar, a muhaddisa and a commentator of the time. In short, she radiallahu ta'ala anha devoted herself to serve Islamic education throughout her blessed life. Now, because she stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for quite a long time, and that's where, because she was directly with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she would learn. She was the youngest of all the mothers of all the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the mother of believers Sayyiduna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha had attained the permanent post of ifta during her father's reign. Furthermore, she radiallahu ta'ala anha would continue issuing fatwas in the age of Sayyiduna Umar, Sayyiduna Usman, and after them till her blessed demise. Yani, she was a muftiya. She, you know, people would come, you know, alhamdulillah azawajal, to her, and she would tell them about the fatwas of Islam. Obviously, it wasn't a state where she would be sat in an office and men were coming in. It wasn't like that. Alhamdulillah, it was all in parda. And majority of the time, if the women that were coming to her and asking her the rulings of Sharia. And furthermore, the commentator of Sahih Bukhari, Alama Badruddin Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said that she radiallahu ta'ala anha is regarded amongst those blessed companions who have excellent expertise in juristic rulings. She radiallahu ta'ala anha is also one of the six blessed companions who have narrated most of the blessed hadith, as she radiallahu ta'ala anha has narrated 2,210 blessed hadith. Now, something about the knowledge of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyiduna Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, "I have not seen anyone more well-versed than the mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the Holy Quran, miras, ruling on inheritance, halal and haram, poetry, saying of the Arabs, and the knowledge of lineage family." Yani she was an alima, like we said, she was a muftiya. That's how much she was educated. Now let's have a comparison to our Islamic sisters, our women of today. How many women would you find studying about the deen? If you are studying, your daughter is studying, or your mother is studying, or your niece, or your, they are studying, then alhamdulillah, azawajal, you are lucky because they are studying the sacred knowledge of deen. You know, a lot of the time, people, you know, so sometimes, astaghfirullah, we don't even consider this as knowledge. Bachche sunko tha padne jamia acha school nahi padne. Yeah, so we think that, you know, going to school is the only education. Halanki going to school is not the only education. Where there was no schools, what did people do before? Yeah, alhamdulillah, people went to the jamiats, they went to the Islamic universities where they gained their knowledge. Sayyidina Abu Salma radiallahu ta'ala said, I have not seen anyone more well-versed than Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in the matters of Ahadith Rasul, nor found anyone else more of a faqih jurist than her in any matter in which an opinion is required. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu further said that there was one besides her who knew more about the circumstances and the revelations of the Quranic verses, nor was there anyone more proficient than her in the knowledge of miras. Yeah, miras is inheritance. And subhanAllah, the memory of these people, mashallah, is an amazing. You know, learning, reporting 2,210 hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an excellent, mashallah, achievement in itself. But these great people, they spend their lives learning the knowledge. Ask yourself, how much knowledge do I gain? We're still busy trying to earn this dunya. We should be spending our time in learning about our deen. That we sit back and we read something, we learn something. If that is not the case, then what have we really done then? In short, it's very, very important that we try to understand that our beautiful deen is here and we need to learn the knowledge of our deen. Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, whenever we, the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came across something complicated, we would ask Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu about it, and we would receive its knowledge from her. Elaborating on this hadith of Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi alayhi says, no bibi, yani no woman has been born yet who is such a scholar and faqiha as the mother of the believer Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was an encyclopedia of Quranic knowledge and the knowledge of hadith. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was a great muhaddisa and a great faqiha. Kyun na ho rutba tumhara ahle imam bada, sab to hai mu'min magar aap ummul mu'minin. Subhanallah. But Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you just joined us, then yes, you are watching Rise and Shine. And today we're talking about the great mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, nowadays the passion for acquiring and imparting Islamic knowledge in men and women is almost died out. Yeah, it's dying out. Whereas people used to travel from one place to another just to listen to one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why non-practicing Muslims are seen everywhere. Thousands of young boys and girls are far away from Islamic values. The ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gone into committing sins. People don't know the knowledge of salah. Yet namaz is salah is farz upon them, is compulsory upon them, but they don't know how to offer their salah. Fasting is compulsory. You don't know the ruling. Okay, you don't have to be an alim, a scholar. You don't have to know everything, the ins and outs. But at least the basic knowledge we need to know. If we don't even know the basic knowledge, as a father, if I don't know the basic knowledge, what am I going to pass on to my children? Yeah? And if I don't know this basic knowledge myself, do you think that they're going to know it as well? And then what's going to happen? You know, I know that I did a nikah of an Islamic brother, and seriously, it was really, really difficult to get through to him because he was struggling, stuttering in the first kalima. Even though I was making him read, he was still not getting the words right. You know, and I thought to myself, Yara, دس فادر فادر از ٹاکنگ سو مچ اباؤٹ ہز سن, ہمارا پتر یہ ڈگری کیتی ہے, وہ ڈگری کیتی ہے, بڑا لائک ہے, بڑا پڑھیا ہوا. پہلا کلمہ نہیں آئی رہا اسی کی, ہی ڈزن ایون نو دا فرسٹ کلمہ, وہ کیا پڑھیا ہوا, واٹ ہیز ہی, واٹ از ہی ایجوکیٹڈ ان. سو اگین وی ویلیو دا ورلڈ مور دین آور دین, حالانکہ شوڈ بی دی اپوزٹ, وی ویلیو دا دنیا مور دین آور دین. اینڈ وین یو اسٹارٹ ٹو ویلیو دا دنیا مور دین یور دین, دین اللہ تعالیٰ ول اسٹل گیو یو واٹ یو وانٹ, یا اینڈ دا مائی بی اے ٹیسٹ فار یو. He'll give you plenty of worldly goods. You have a massive home, paise, janab, karobar. Ek branch khulti hai, dui branch khulti hai. Banana, janab, main ta bada kamyab hoon. Janab, Allah mare par bada rehma karna. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has done mercy on you. But that could be a test. Look at yourself in the deen. We are not educated in the deen. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had a specific superiority over the blessed wives. Though all the honorable wives were great in the field of knowledge according to their own levels. In the light of the blessed hadith, if the knowledge of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is compared with the knowledge of the entire women of the ummah, then her superiority in knowledge can be seen over all the women of the ummah, including the other ummahatul mu'mineen. That's how much knowledge he gained, subhanallah. Yeah, so if you gather all the women of Islam together, including the other blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidah Aisha's knowledge was far greater than them as well. Talking about her scholarly dignity and glory, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, if the knowledge of all the women of this ummah along with the knowledge of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is collected, then the knowledge of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha will be more than all of their knowledge. So this is from Majma'ul Zawaid, hadith number 15,318. Subhanallah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, that is a beautiful life to have so much knowledge. MashaAllah, we do have the daily reminder for today as well. So let's take our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We should treat everyone with good manners. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, undoubtedly among all the Muslims, the person I love the most is whose manners are good. Subhanallah. There's another hadith in Mubarakah. Likewise, a person humbly asked to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what is the best thing bestowed upon man by Allah? The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, good manners. The blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, on the judgment day, the heaviest good deed on the scale of the deeds of a Muslim will be a good manners. So what are the good manners? The mother of believers, Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, should I not tell you about good manners of the world and the hereafter? Keep relations with the one who breaks off relation with you. Bestow upon the one who deprives you, and forgive the one who oppresses you. The Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, I have been sent for the perfection of good manners. Subhanallah. So dear Islam brothers, we should also treat our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, our family members with good members as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today we're talking about the blessed Seerah, the blessed wife of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, we're talking about especially the Islamic scholarship of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Maktabatul Madina has printed a book named Faizan Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And it's a beautiful book that we need to try to get hold of. And this book is available from Maktabatul Madina branches throughout the world. And you can download it free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami. dawatislami.net. And if you wanted a copy, then maktabatulmadina.net or maktabatulmadina.com. Inshallah, Azawajal, you'll be able to buy this book and it'll be delivered to your house as well. Let me just mention and give you a little introduction of this book. This book contains the speech of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, scholarly dignity and glory. It contains her saying and deep desire for worshipping. It contains the description of her generosity, sacrifice and dedication to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It also contains the discussions of her uniqueness, housekeeping and practice upon the sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It also has eloquence, concerns, politeness and humility and much more. The topics of this book have been extracted from 215 books. Buy this book today from a stall of Maktabatul Madina and study. It persuades other Islamic brothers and sisters, especially the Islamic sisters of your house, to study it. This book can also be read online or downloaded free from maktabatulmadina.net. Abu Atiyya radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that Sayyiduna Masrook radiallahu ta'ala anhu and I went to the mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and humbly said, O mother of the believers, there are two people amongst the blessed companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first one does iftar in a hurry and offers salah in a hurry, and the second one does iftar late and also offers salah late. She radiallahu ta'ala anha said, who hurries in salah and iftar? We humbly said, Abdullah bin Mas'ud. She radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do this in the same manner. The second person is Sayyidina Abu Musa. This is quoted in Sahih Muslim. So iftar, when it comes down to iftar, what do we like to do? Ah, you know, pakore, peve, fruit, yeah, the khujur, the dates there. Now, it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do iftar early, yani not to delay the time of iftar. And also, when you've done the iftar, now you shouldn't delay salatul maghrib. So, koshish kare, inshallah, azawajal. We've got our daily hadith. Let's go to the daily hadith, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Now regarding the honorable companions radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, do not speak ill of my companions. Because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to the whole of Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them. Now what's the explanation of this hadith? Is that if a companion gave a small amount of barley in charity, whilst a ghouth, qutb, or any ordinary Muslim gave a mountain's worth of gold, the latter were not near the level of acceptance and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true regarding fasting, salah, and all other acts of worship. When salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 offered salah elsewhere, what words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spent time in his company? What can be said of the amazing acts of worship? Now the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions is really, really high. This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not even in the slightest. These are specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved. Now imagine this, just as an example. When a merciful father does not let his son stay in the company of bad people, then how could our merciful Lord, Azza wa Jal, like for His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay in such company? The companions' superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lived in the era of divine revelation. If anyone from our lives for 1,000 years tries to spend his entire time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from disobedience such that we become the greatest worshipper of our era, even then, dear viewers of Madani Channel, even then, all of this worship will not match a single moment spent in the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lesson that we learn here is that whenever we speak about the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always with respect, never use disrespectful terms. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were learning, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, the purpose of these hadiths is that we try to learn something from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then try to implement it in our lives, inshallah. We do have a guest today, mashallah, azawajal, none other than our beautiful Abdul Hannan Bhai from Birmingham. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, mashallah. Abdul Hannan Bhai, how are you? You okay?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Hafsab, how are you?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Jazakallah khair Abdul Hanan bhai for taking time out, mashallah, early in the morning for our viewers, mashallah, and for us as well, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, we've got a topic today. It's the life and the works of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. So anything, mashallah, we can learn from yourself, mashallah.
Hafsab, first of all, the maqam of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. You mentioned a number of hadiths of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and verses of the Quran were revealed in her favor as well. This is one thing when you look at the Dalail, but there's so many things. If someone was to just generally look, you will able to understand the maqam of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha in the fact that, one, she is from the mothers of the believers. She is the wife, the blessed wife of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she is Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believer, subhanAllah. You know, from that itself, you know, anyone to have attachment with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is enough for the status and maqam of anyone. Alhamdulillah. So, and secondly, she is the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala.
One uniqueness
and then to another uniqueness, subhanAllah. And these are just things which, you know, if one was to just ponder over them, they're able to understand the maqam of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Secondly, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting now, this is also the house of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And you know, one thing after another, subhanAllah, the maqam of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was an alima, you know, amongst the women who had great knowledge, and she was amongst the great scholars of Islam, from amongst the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, you know, from the top people of knowledge. And you will find that she has narrated over 2,000 hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
She's the top sixth commentator of the hadith amongst the ummah.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. So this itself, you know, is unique. One, and you know, you will find that many Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they will come to her for masail. The people will come to Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala to know knowledge, to, if they didn't understand something, they will come into the court and ask them. And alhamdulillah, this would be, and Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu, she would share her knowledge and the closeness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She has gained all this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the ummah are benefiting from that today as well.
MashaAllah. And you know, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, she spent her life in, you know, with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and hence, you know, she had that, you know, first hand experience, because people would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for masails, for rulings, and because she was with him, you know, she gained that first insight. But the other thing is that she had love for the knowledge of the deen as well. And you know, if we compare that love for the deen, and we talked about just briefly, You know, how much love and knowledge do we see in the Ummah today? We see a lot of people wanting to get degrees and PhDs, but when it comes to Islamic knowledge, there's nothing really there.
And definitely, Hafiz, especially the knowledge for our sisters. You know, normally it's fine that the brothers are becoming scholars, but the concept as well as parents, they don't even look towards this as well, that their daughters need to educate their daughters in the knowledge of deen, make them to that level, you know, where they have great knowledge. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we can say, with the blessing of this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, our Sheikh Tariqat Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatul Mulali has given this mindset where many Jamiatul Madinas have been opened. These are Islamic universities where Islamic sisters are studying to become scholars as well, Alhamdulillah. So, you know, this is just a blessing in the environment of Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, which we are benefiting from today. But I'm just a message to the viewers out there, maybe a lot of them are unaware of this, that Islamic sisters are becoming scholars as well. And sometimes the mindset doesn't go there. It's like Hafiz Abu, mashallah, you're a Hafiz of Quran, you'll know that the amount of brothers which will do hifz of Quran, and the institutes which are there. And then if you look at in those sisters who are doing hifz, or maybe that mindset doesn't even go towards that, oh, sisters can do hifz as well, or the sisters should do hifz. And in the same way, in studying knowledge of becoming scholars, the mindset of parents probably doesn't go towards that direction, that they should educate their daughters, so they become scholars of deen as well.
You know, it's just like I was talking to a family member. My daughter, Alhamdulillah, she studies in Jamiatul Madina and she's going to graduate. And, you know, I said that, oh, mashallah, she's going to Jamiatul Madina. Allah, she's not going to school then. I go, well, she doesn't need to go to school because she's studying an alim course. And he goes, all right, okay, tiga. So she does not, she's not. The people think that studying the deen is not even knowledge. You know, that's the, you know, and if you go back in history, Alhamdulillah, our pious predecessors, our scientists, our scholars, our mathematicians, they were all scholars of the deen as well. They had a lot of knowledge of the deen. And there's a verse inside the Holy Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Proclaim, say, are the knowledgeable and the ignorant equal? It is only the men of intellect who have heed advice. So even in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, He says that those people who have the knowledge of the deen, you can't compare them with the people who don't have the knowledge of the deen. So, mashallah, any last words of wisdom, mashallah, Abdul Hanan, be encouraging the people towards this path?
Just a couple of things. One thing I would like to just say is regarding the maqam of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, Ummahatul Mumin, the mother of the believers. Allah. We should have our utmost respect for the mother of the believers, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There shouldn't be any disrespect coming from us. And secondly, what we talked about, the seeking of knowledge for the deen, we should encourage our sisters, we should encourage our daughters, our family members in our homes, they should also study the knowledge of deen. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami provides this service free of charge. Alhamdulillah, becoming scholars, there are sisters who are teaching them, Alhamdulillah, and they're benefiting from this as well. So make use of this facility of Dawat Islami. And, you know, encourage the sisters of the household to come forward and to study these and this knowledge, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala bless you, Abdul Hanan, and give you more himmat and power to continue the good work that you're doing, MashaAllah. Jazakallah khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Ji, MashaAllah, Azawajal, Abdul Hanan bhai from Birmingham, telling us a beautiful insight of the life of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala Anha. Now, to mention a few hadith and some important things about being a scholar. So if you are, or your son or your daughter, you wanting them to become an alim or an alima, what is the blessings? Let me just mention a few blessings to you so that, you know, you can either understand how important it is that inshallah as well to learn the knowledge of the deen. It says that a scholar is an authority and proof of Allah Azza wa Jal on the earth. Verily, the superiority of scholars on the earth is like the stars used by people to guide them in the darkness of the universe. When these stars go dim, then those people who are guided and righteous will fall into misguidance. But one of the reasons is, even now, You know, there are so many masajids, so many areas where there's not a proper alim-e-deen, a scholar of the deen. There are so many masajids that cannot find a hafiz of the Quran. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: even a little action with knowledge is beneficial, but a lot of action done with ignorance brings about no benefit. Another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: al-ilmu hayatul Islam wa imadul iman. Knowledge is a life of Islam and is a pillar of the deen. So knowledge is a life of Islam. If there's unknowledgeable people, when they're taken away, even those people who will be in paradise, jo jannati jannat mein jayenge, they will need a scholar there as well. That's how important knowledge of the deen is. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, man talaba al-ilma takaffala Allahu bi rizqi. Whoever keeps seeking knowledge, Allah becomes the guarantor of his livelihood. You know, this is so important for us to understand. Oh, janab, molvi bani jaisi to khasi ko thun. Yeah, so sometimes we say, if he becomes a scholar, where is he going to eat from? As if, you know, we see scholars begging. Have you ever seen an alim, a scholar, begging in front of people? Mari madad karo, mari madad karo. No, people go to him. Rich men, millionaires, billionaires, prince and, you know, kings, they will go to a scholar and they will ask them for guidance. That's what a scholar of the deen is. Subhanallah. So if you are a scholar of the deen, put your head high. You're not even comparable to a doctor or a lawyer or a solicitor or whatever. They're all worldly knowledge. Being the scholar of the deen, being a hafiz of the Quran, put your head up high, because you are now, alhamdulillah, such a blessed person. And I'm saying this in a sense not to think that we are better than other people. That's what the knowledge teaches you, that don't boast in front of other people. You know, tika, you know, meta, faza. People should be kissing my hands. People should be standing up for me. People should be, if people are queuing up, they should say to me, Hafiz sahab, Qari sahab, you move forward. Yeah. If I'm sat on a chair, people will come and sit on the floor for me. If that is the intention we've got, then it's that knowledge that we've gained is not for the deen, it's for the dunya again. Like the scholars, they say that there will be a time when people will gain knowledge for the dunya. Yeah, they will gain knowledge for the dunya. They will put a price to themselves. Yeah, I'm a deen, I'm a scholar. Main itne paise ke insaan, taraviyan mein janab 10,000 ke insaan, warna main padha rahi na. Yeah, that's putting a price to your knowledge. Your knowledge is priceless, bro. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: whoever walks on a path in search of knowledge, Allah makes the path to paradise easy for him. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, scholars are the hearers of the prophets. Indeed, the prophets alaihi wasallatu wasallam do not make hairs of deen and dinar, but they make hairs of knowledge, and anyone who takes it will have his share. And the death of a scholar is such a tragedy which cannot be compensated, and it is such a vacuum which cannot be fulfilled. It is as if he was a star which went dim. The death of a community is nothing compared to the death of a scholar. That's why we're struggling today to find a good teacher in our madrasa. We're struggling to find a good imam in our masjid. We're struggling to find a good person that can benefit this knowledge to other people as well. That's how shortage of scholars we have. So your son, your daughter, you know, why don't you make them a scholar of the deen? Yeah, no one stops you from making them doctors. If your son is young, then inshallah, from a young age, you know, try to make him go to the madrasa. Make sure he doesn't take days off. You know, the thing is, again, we've taken deen so lightly that, you know, our children, whenever they wish to go to the madrasa, it's up to them. But when it comes to school, they don't have a wish, they don't have a say, you've got to go to school. You know, I'm just comparing that. I'm not saying take days off from school, but just let's compare. Yeah, how much love we have for the deen that, you know, we sometimes, you know, we'll say, oh, aji flani jaga jana, we're going shopping today, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. My son, my daughter will not come to the madrasa. That just shows you the love that we have for our deen. On the other hand, yeah, when it comes to the worldly knowledge, yeah, we forget the school. If they've got tuition classes on the weekend, we'll make sure that they're there as well. Why? Because I want my children to study. Halanki, knowledge of the deen is very, very important, because the knowledge of the dunya, you'll teach your children, but you will never teach them manners. You will never teach them love of parents. What teaches love of parents? Who teaches the manners? Islam teaches all that. Our deen teaches all that. No one else. So inshallah, Azawajal, if we want to be successful in this world and in the hereafter, we need to make sure that we are studying in the deen ourselves and our children. And the only and the one of the ways to find out if we have love for our deen is how much time we will spend and how much time our children will spend learning about the deen as well. There's another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: one who meets death while seeking knowledge for the revival of Islam, there will be the difference of only one rank between him and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. One rank, just one rank in paradise between him and the Prophet. Yeah, because he's died searching and seeking the sacred knowledge of deen. Can you imagine the ranks the Prophets will have in paradise? And a scholar of deen will be just one rank below them. You know, that is how important knowledge is. Another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: whoever leaves his home for acquiring knowledge is in the path of Allah until he returns. Yeah. So when you go to the madrasa, when you send your children to the madrasa, look at the reward that they will be getting. Look at the status that your children will be having. Subhanallah. Let me just give you about Jami'atul Madinah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Jami'atul Madinah is the institution or the department of Dawat Islami. Around the world, we've got many, many branches. There's more than 5,000 branches of Jami'atul Madinah. Now, these are institutions, these are places where our children are going to study and becoming scholars. If you ask a lot of the girls, they all tend to go into childcare and health and social studies. If you look at the boys, we'll go into business studies, we'll go into that, we'll go into that. But who goes into studying the deen? And inshallah, Azrael, once we start studying in the deen, inshallah, Azrael, you'll see that will be more beneficial to us as well. And another very important thing of Jami'atul Madinah is, alhamdulillah, all the knowledge that is taught in Jami'atul Madinah is free of charge. There's no fees. We do not charge any fees in Jami'atul Madinah. Alhamdulillah, there's no fees at all. Even this Jami'ah that we have in Bradford, mashallah, we've got the boarding side of the Jami'ah, we've got the classes, and then the food as well. So the accommodation is free. We don't even charge one penny for the accommodation. Yeah, we do give donation boxes. We do ask kids to ask their parents to donate something, but we don't have a fixed amount, a fixed fee for them. And all food every single day is cooked fresh. And alhamdulillah, we've outsourced a cook that comes for cooking. So alhamdulillah, he's doing a fantastic job and the kids love his food as well. All this is all fi sabilillah. And this is what your Dawat Islami is trying to achieve. We're trying to create scholars of our future, scholars for tomorrow, as they say. Now, I want you to be part of this as well. Please be part of this. Yeah, you can sponsor, you know, a scholar of the deen. If you want to sponsor an alim, then for that is a non-residential scholar is £60 a month, and Jami'atul Madinah, a residential is £212 a month. And mashallah, Azawajal. Now just imagine these Islamic brothers who are studying to become scholars, when they graduate and they serve the deen, they're an imam of a masjid, there's people listening to their speeches, there's people following them on social media, and they're spreading the message of deen. Who's going to get the reward? You will be getting the reward. So another way to spend your well hard-earned money and saving it for the hereafter. Because what we earn in this dunya is going to finish here, what we save for the hereafter. But mashallah, Azrael, a beautiful topic, a beautiful program. Sadly, we're at the end of our program. Please take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.